Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hearst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
We're going to start a series called Understanding Divine Direction. And we will be learning how to receive direction from God and know His will. The Holy Spirit spoke to me the other day, and He said to begin to discuss this subject because so many are seeking God's direction in their life. Now, many times we struggle because what we wish for is not necessarily God's true direction for our lives, and this leads to uncertainty. Let the church say amen. You know, your mind and your emotions can talk you into just about anything that you really want, but it may not be good for you. In fact, the Bible talks about following our heart. I used to think that it was such a cool thing when I heard people say when I was much younger, hey, what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to follow my heart. Like that was something really great. That was really noble. Follow your heart. Ooh, that's deep. Jeremiah 17 and 9 says, the human mind is the most deceitful of all things. The heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You know, truthfully, many times there is a war going on between our human emotions, our reason, and the Spirit of God. In fact, the Bible talks about it in Galatians chapter 5 and 17. It says the flesh has desires that are contrary to the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are opposite the one to the other, so that you may not do the things which you have a mind to do. See, everything that comes into your mind to do is not God. How many will admit that? Let me see your hand. You'll admit that. I mean, some of the thoughts we have is definitely not God. It's just us. But the Holy Spirit will convict us to prevent us from making wrong decisions and wrong choices. And let me just say this. This is why you must not make decisions in haste. Now, I'm not talking about asking God what I should eat for breakfast, lunch, or dinner kind of decisions. I'm not asking about what I should wear today. You know, some people do that, and that's fine. That's your relationship with God. But I'm talking about, for example, changing jobs. Now, let me say this. There are no perfect places to work. Let the church say amen. Yeah, look. But if God sent you there, wait until He tells you to leave. And He wants you to secure another job before you leave. I promise you. The other thing is an example is how we deal with relationships. Beware of relationships. Love at first sight. I've heard it said love at first flight. But love at first sight, quick marriage, in record time, just met yesterday. We're getting married. By the way, what's your name? I want to ask a question. Why rush into marriage with a person you intend to spend the rest of your life with? You may just want to slow it down a little bit. Yet many decisions like that we make will impact our destiny, especially our relationships. Folks, listen, our lives must be governed by the Word of God to be successful. Your emotions and human reason can get you into a lot of trouble. Let the church say amen. Now, we're going to get along better this morning if y'all just take your mask down and just say, yeah, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. God wouldn't give me a message on direction if we didn't all need direction. Come on, repeat after me. I need some direction. And I'm not ashamed to say it. Take a deep breath. Let it out. That's better. Now listen. You know, we all want to be like children sometimes with God. When we keep asking God, why? We read it in the Bible and we say, why? Why, Lord? Why? Why can't my best friends be unbelievers? Why can't the person I want to marry be a person who doesn't know Christ as Savior? Why do you put that in the Bible? Some of you say, well, I didn't know that was in the Bible. Let me read a verse in 2 Corinthians 6 and 15. Because God explains it here. He says, what harmony can there be between Christ and the devil? That's pretty strong. And then he says, how can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever? Folks, listen. When we walk hands in hands with people who don't want to serve the Lord, people who curse our God, refuse Him, and reject Him, it's going to have an effect upon you. Because how can you? How can you? I was in a situation one time, and there was a gentleman talking about another man's wife, and he was sitting right there, and this guy was just saying some bad things, and I was sitting there looking at the man like, how can you just sit there and let this guy talk about your wife? I mean, she wasn't my wife, so it wasn't right for me to jump in there and punch the guy in the nose, or I wouldn't have punched him in the nose, but I would have certainly said something. But this is the way God looks at this here. He says, what harmony can there be between Christ and the devil? How can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever? See, they serve the devil. We don't want to say that, but can I just speak the truth out of the Bible today? Two of you. You know, personally, I don't care. That's why we came to church today. We came to hear the word of God. People who have not served Jesus Christ as personal Savior, they serve the devil. And you may be one and just really not know it. You may think you may be living for yourself. But the Bible says we can't serve two masters. See, you are either serving the creator of the universe or you're serving Satan, who has you in bondage. Listen, the Bible tells us that God is not going to debate His word with us. You know what? Some people think that they can change the Bible. They want to change Christians' minds about what the Bible says. But you cannot debate with God the Bible. What God has said, He means. God is not a man that He should lie. He's not a human being that He should change His mind. If He said it, He means it. In Psalm 119 and 89, it says, forever, O Lord, Your word is settled in heaven. What God has said is settled. That's it. No matter what is going on in society today, to try to force you and coerce you and shame you into being political correct, God's not going to debate the subject, and we as Christians shouldn't either. Because God's not going to change His mind about things. Don't let the devil deceive you. And don't jump on the bandwagon. Because what may seem right is still not right. Now, you know, people say, and I have heard these things from individuals, I know that we're right for each other, Pastor. Me and Mrs. Jones. Now, the name wasn't Jones. I'm just like trying to protect them, you know, the identity, you know. Hey, we're right for each other. She's married, and I'm not, but we are right for each other. No, that's not true. And then we have the prophet, Marvin Gaye, singing, giving myself to you can't be wrong if the love is true. That's a lie. God is not going to debate the issue, but so many people are living together and hooking up and doing all of these things. I hope somebody who's doing it is listening to me. Because God is not going to excuse sin. It's called fornication and adultery. You will not make it to heaven if you're engaging in that lifestyle. Now, this is what the Bible says. The Bible says in Proverbs 16 and 25, there is a way that seems right to a man. There's a way that seems right. It seems right that a woman should have a choice. It seems right that you should love anybody regardless of gender. It seems right that you should be able to decide what gender you are. It may seem right. However, each of these decisions are contrary to the Word of God, so it's not right. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man or to a person, but it's the way of death. You lose your opportunity to fulfill your true God-given purpose and at the end make it to heaven because of something that seems right, which really is not right.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with a very special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our Night of Refreshing Youth Explosion, October the 25th at 7:30 p.m. We have our special guest, our praise and worship leader, Chichi Anyekene. And Chichi, we're so happy that you will be blessing us with God's anointing and the gift that He has given you. Why don't you tell us, why should young people come that night? What have you seen in other meetings? How many meetings have you done approximately like this?
Yeah, hundreds.
Hundreds?
Hundreds.
What have you actually seen happen?
I have seen young people come into a space with their peers and see that they are not alone in the things that they are dealing with. Young people, this generation, the enemy is plaguing you guys with anxiety, with depression, with loneliness, some suicidal thoughts and ideation. There's so many things that are going on in the minds of young people. And young people, you think that you're alone. You think you're the only person dealing with this. You think that your family is the only family that's, you know, having issues. You think you're the only person with issues in your parents, you know, with your parents' relationship. And I've seen time after time after time after time at these events that God reveals to you, one, you are not alone in this. There are other people that are going through the same thing, and you have an opportunity to not only enter into relationship and friendship with these people, but you get to get in a space where you can be free from those things in a real way that changes your life forever. That changes your life forever. There's people that I've talked to even this week from a meeting a year, two, three, four, 5 years ago that said, man, I remember I encountered God that night in the realest way that I ever have. And I never thought about myself or my situation the same again. I never thought about it the same again. I took the keys back that Jesus bought back for me. And I actually started to walk in the authority, and I received freedom that I couldn't find anywhere else. And I truly believe that young people, if you come to the Youth Explosion on October 25th, that you'll receive freedom that you cannot find anywhere else.
How about parents? Because maybe the parents have to bring them. Why should a parent bring their young person to this meeting? Now, I'm going to say it again. The Night of Refreshing is not just the Youth Explosion. It really is for everyone. We're going to minister to everyone. There's going to be a time in a segment after the praise and the worship where we're going to actually minister to adults as well. So I don't want you to think that this is just a youth meeting. But I would like for you to tell parents why they need to encourage their children, get up and drive them there and be a part of this meeting as well.
Absolutely. I mean, what parent doesn't want to see their kid encounter God in a real way? That'll change everything. You know, again, like if 12 young guys change the world forever and we're still talking about it today, how important is it that we prioritize preparing young people so that we don't have to repair adults? And so there's this unique opportunity to put your child in an atmosphere where they can see themselves, where they can grow spiritually and mature spiritually and be introduced to the antidote to all things and to believe that. And so to be able to be an example in prioritizing these things as parents and say, you know what, I want my son, I want my daughter to see my relationship with God and not just my routine with God, that in our family, we're going to prioritize moves of God, encounters with God, And man, if somebody's saying, hey, we're setting all this up, all you got to do is come. All you got to do is come. And I have so many testimonies of parents, you know, still reaching out from when I was a youth pastor for several years and saying, and man, that event, that camp, that moment didn't just change my child's life. It changed my family's life. My kid being on fire for the Lord, waking me up saying, hey, what does this scripture mean? And not only changed them, it changed the parent, because now they have to then lean into their relationship with the Father on a deeper level as well. And man, my mama had it up on the wall all growing up. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. And it's moments like this that can not just kickstart that, it can accelerate that. And we can have a neighborhood, a community with houses on fire. And I believe that what happens on that night is not going to stay in this building, but it's going to then be spread out, not just in the schools, but in workplaces. Just take a moment to dream and imagine, what would it look like if my community was on fire for the Lord? What would it look like if my kids and all of their friends were on fire for the Lord? Go where the fire is, and it's going to be there that night.
Our young people today, maybe we have a lot of parents listening, they're dealing with things we never dealt with before. And often we look at them and we think everything is going fine. But let's just be honest. Without Jesus Christ in your life, how could everything be going fine? And many of them are still trying to find their way to know God, to serve God. And so we're really believing that night that Chi-Chi is going to be ministering in song and encouragement, that it's going to be a life-changing night in the lives of our young people. So bring them. And, you know, you may say, well, I already had something scheduled that night. Well, unschedule it. Change your schedule and make sure you bring your young people there. We have been praying. The church is praying. We are praying for a revival for our young people. They need it now more than ever before. So why don't you make sure that you clear your schedule and make sure you come and expect God to touch you? Because as I said, it's a regular night of refreshing. We're going to focus on our youth in one section, but come expecting God to touch your life. Now, this is October the 25th at 7:30 p.m. at Spirit Life Church International. The address is 1860 Precinct Line Road, and that's in Hearst, Texas. Again, it's 1860 Precinct Line Road, and that's in Hearst, Texas. We expect to see you. It's going to be a wonderful time, and God is going to move in a special way. Now let's get back into today's program.
Now, to understand divine direction, we must start by seeking God's will based upon His Word. Jesus set the ground rules for all of our answered prayers around this. Listen to what it says in Luke chapter 11 and 1. It says, now it came to pass as Jesus was praying in a certain place, when he stopped, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And so Jesus said to them, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. That means may your name be kept holy. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Folks, God is not going to get your input on His will. God is not going to get your approval of His plan for your life. You need to be able to do what Jesus said. You need to be praying every day, your will be done. Done be your will. You need to be praying that. If you want to know God's true direction for your life, you've got to give in to His way, His plan, and His will. And let me say this to you guys. Stop minimizing how God is going to direct your life and what you are able to accomplish in life. You know what? God's plan for your life is way above anything that you can imagine. And all He's trying to do is to get you to get on the same page with Him and to allow Him to direct your life. Stop being so safe. Be a risk taker. Follow God. Follow the Holy Spirit. Because God has greater things for your life. In Ephesians chapter 3 and 20, it says, God is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Folks, to know God's direction, you must surrender to his plan. Now, each of us have a prophetic destiny. In Isaiah 49 and 1, it says, the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name. When I say prophetic destiny, I'm saying that God had a plan for your life before your birth. And he simply wants you to walk it out, trusting him, believing him, obeying his word, because it's a good plan. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. Your life is not about you. Oh, wake up. Your life is not about you. That's why you have such a hard time trying to figure out what to do. What should I do today? And what's it? It's not about you. That's the problem. So stop saying, follow me on Facebook, and start saying, follow Jesus for eternal life. That went over big. It's still the truth. Now listen to me. You will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. And that's because God is the architect of your life's assignment. I hope you're listening to me. God positioned you during this time in history to accomplish his plan and assignment for your life. Listen, every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish what my purpose is? The why and the how of your existence can only be found in God, your creator. People are looking everywhere for it. And that's the reason why there's so much abnormality in the world today, because they're looking for love in all the wrong places, doing all kinds of excesses, trying to find a cheap thrill that doesn't last and many times puts you into bondage or destroys your life. Listen. You will only be able to find out why you're really here through your creator. In Psalms 100 and verse 3, it says, know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us. We didn't make ourselves. Even though I know we're talking a lot about makeovers today, everybody wants a makeover today. But after you are made over, you will still be the same person on the inside. I'm going to say it again. You will never be able to improve upon the purpose God has assigned for your life. And I'm going to give you a challenge today. It's time to stop running away from who you were created to be. You cannot outrun God's divine purpose for your life, the thing that you were chosen to serve in life.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. Also, don't forget to mark your calendars for Friday, October 25th at 7:30 p.m. for our Youth Explosion, a night of refreshing for all with a special focus on ministering to the young people. We'll be welcoming a very special guest speaker, minister, musician, and motivator, Chi-Chi Onyekine. It's going to be a powerful night, and we encourage everyone to attend. Thank you once again for your prayers and support. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part one of Understanding Divine Direction. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, we come to you today in the name of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness, for your love, for your mercy, and for your grace. And even as I pray for our listeners, we ask that you would meet every need. You said in your word, make your prayer unto me, and I will hear you. You said that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and your ears are open to their cry. Lord, hear us today. Meet every need in our lives. We trust you for the answer, and we thank you for it today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.